This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
For the past 3 seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a 4th season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's get to the BetQL guest hotline. Bet smarter to beat the books. Download the BetQL app. Visit BetQL.com. Our buddy Brian Baldinger, you watch him on NFL Network. You see him on social media at Baldy NFL, one of our favorite football guests, joins us now. Baldy, how are you?
I'm doing great. I'm just leaving the Steelers practice out here in Latrobe right now. They had a really spirited practice, full contact. So I've just been making my way around. It's my 10th camp I've been to here in the last 12 days. So I'm just trying to eyeball as many teams I can here before we get started.
Yeah, I was scrolling through your social media feed to see all the stops, see who I could ask you about. And you have covered, as you said, about a third of the league here over the last week and a half. So you are making moves, and we'll get to a lot of those clubs. But I want to start here with the Brandon Ayuk news of the day, that the 49ers are willing to trade him, but that it sounds like Washington at the moment has pulled itself out of any conversation to land him. First, do you think Ayuk gets traded?
I don't know, honestly. I mean, they drafted either his or Debo's replacement in Ricky Pearsall. As soon as you saw that first-round pick, somebody's got to go. And so I was just in Pittsburgh. People were sort of putting Ayuk in Pittsburgh. I mean, what teams do, though, is they don't want it to send that message to the guys on the team that we're, you know, we're thinking about bringing Ayuk in. If you're not interested, shut it down. And don't let the speculation, like, really seep through the team. That's not good. And it's not good for the guys that are there. I just think it's late in the game to really get value for him. And I don't know, like, he's asking for a lot of money, a new contract. Not everybody is in a position to do that right now at this stage of the game where he's got to learn an offense, he get timing with the quarterback, and all of that. He's an excellent player. He's a great blocker, a great route runner. But, I mean, what level of, Ayuk are you getting right now to your team?
I think that's the big question that clubs have to answer. Now, with Washington's situation, I'd be curious to get your thoughts on whether it would be worth giving up. The report is, basically, it would take a wide receiver on your roster and draft picks, and then, of course, you'd pay him $30 million. And normally, I'd say, absolutely not. I'm not even interested in considering any of that. But I am also a big proponent, Baldy, of surrounding my young quarterback with as many weapons and elevators as possible. So I understand where there would be intrigue and why Washington would have talked to San Francisco earlier in this process. But what's your thought on the Commanders as a fit?
Well, I mean, look, the general manager now comes from San Francisco. He was part of the group that drafted Brandon Ayuk. Nobody knows him better than he does. And so if he's shutting it down, like, he's probably pretty happy with Terry McLaurin. Everybody's happy with McLaurin. He's just a stud of a guy and a player. Dotson, you know, is coming on. Jaden has worked tirelessly with some of these guys. You got to look at Luke McCaffrey, who they drafted, who I think is going to be a good player. I don't know, like, he certainly would be an upgrade, I think, to just about any roster. I was just in Pittsburgh. He's an upgrade there. George Pickens is receiver number one there, but he'd be an upgrade over anybody else they have. But there's a lot of other considerations, and finances are a big part of it. So, you know, I mean, it's just a question of how quickly he could get really brought up to speed in this situation right now. There's still, Dyami Brown, that, you know, that you got to get the ball to, that's going to be part of this team. Like, it doesn't look like Washington has a receiving core that is desperate for a guy like Ayuk right now.
Brian Baldinger on Grant and Danny. Want to talk to him about a bevy of his camp stops he's been talking with and spending interview time with some of the biggest names in football over the last week. One more on Washington. We found out today that Jaden Daniels is going to start their preseason game against the Jets on Saturday at noon in the Meadowlands. All the reports have been glowing about Daniels so far. I know you were high on him coming out of school. What do you make of the fact that they are going to play him in this first preseason game? Sounds like he'll get at least two games of action, and just the importance of getting his feet wet this week rather than waiting.
I'm all for it. I've been around the league. I see a lot of teams. Joe Burrow is going to play in preseason. C.J. Stroud is going to play. I think you got to get that timing. It's a new system for everybody, what Cliff is bringing. I'm going to see him scrimmage the Jets on Thursday. I'm anxious to watch him. It's not like he's getting pushed by anybody that's there. I don't care if it's, you know, at this point, whether it's Mariota or Driscoll. Nobody's pushing him. Like, it's his job. And so get him as much timing as he can. He doesn't have to be out there for a long time. But Caleb Williams is going to play in the preseason. I saw him on Thursday night. These guys are going to get time. So, you know, it might be a series. It might be two series. It might be a quarter. But it's good to work with Tyler Biadasz, the new center, and get some timing down. Get a little work in during these scrimmages where he's not going to get hit. I think it's going to be pretty safe. But also get used to the scrimmage on Thursday, but then get used to the speed of the game on this weekend against the Jets as well.
At Baldy NFL on Twitter for the great takes and film breakdowns of Brian Baldinger, who's joining us here on G&D Without Danny today. You just mentioned the scrimmages. I've talked to a couple players this week who have told me that they'd prefer the practices, the joint workouts, even to preseason games. And you know that there are some coaches that feel that way. But we always see these brawls, right? You see it with the Lions and the Giants this week, yesterday and today. It seems to me like that is the one thing kind of holding the joint practices back from almost fully replacing preseason action. Is there any way to other than being able to suspend guys or fine guys or something, is there any way to get the brawls to go away so that more coaches like Andy Reid and others are willing to do these joint practices?
Not really. I mean, I've seen joint practices where the coaches were adamant that nobody throws a punch, nobody starts. But, you know, look, I remember one time I was watching the Rams and the Raiders scrimmage. And Aaron Donald started every fight, and he finished every fight. And all Sean McVay did is run from one field to the other where the fight was going on. And all he did was pull Aaron Donald out of the pile. That's Aaron Donald. Like, how are you going to tell Aaron Donald you can't do this? Like, he's the leader of the team. He sets the tone, and he was. So it's kind of hard. What's going on this year is a lot of these scrimmages, like the Jets have 3 one-day scrimmages, once against Washington, once against Carolina, once against the Giants. What has been happening is when you go 2 days, and that's what it used to be, just 2 days of scrimmages, the first day usually was pretty clean, and then the second day, you'd see all these skirmishes. So now teams are kind of cutting it down to just 1 day. And you hope that in just, like the Lions and Giants were going 2 days this week. So you just hope that if you just go 1 day, you just get a good day of work in against another color jersey. And then, you know, you could, you know, get ready to play them in the game. So I see a lot of these teams are cutting it down to just a 1 day scrimmage. But that is an issue. You just can't get anybody hurt in these things. Nobody gets anything done when these fights break out. I'm guilty of it when I played, of starting it, finishing it. Like, I was just as guilty. But, you know, you're competing for a job. Take it out on another guy. That's what you're doing, trying to just be more competitive.
Yeah, it's easy for me to say, you know, standing on the sideline. I'm not mixing it up physically in the heat. But Malik Nabers of the Giants and Kirby Joseph of the Lions today are punching each other in the face mask and in the helmet, closed fist. You're just asking for problems. You're asking for a broken bone. I mean, that's just stupid.
No doubt. It is stupid. And I just got done watching Malik practice on Saturday, and he was phenomenal. I mean, he'd drop a ball, like, technically as sound as can be. Like, he's a star. Like, he can't be throwing a punch to Kirby Joseph. And Kirby, he's their starting free safety. He's a great player. Like, you can't afford to lose a player in any of those kind of situations.
Speaking of, just to go a little deeper into Nabers, I want to start bouncing around to some of your stops. You're at Giants camp. How good is Nabers going to be this year, do you think?
Well, Daniel Jones has never thrown to a guy like Malik Nabers. Never. They haven't had a player as dynamic as that, you know, since Odell Beckham in maybe his first or second year. He's something else. I mean, his route running is crisp. He's super strong. He catches everything with his hands. He just looks like an advanced student, you know, and maybe that's why he broke all the records, you know, at LSU, maybe for those reasons.
Yeah, last year he and Jaden Daniels made some pretty sweet music in the SEC. All right, let's go to the Steelers. That's where you were today in La Trobe. Is there really a quarterback competition? That's certainly what's kind of being sold nationally now, is that Fields has crept up on Russell Wilson. Is that a thing?
I don't know. I mean, I talked to Russell after practice. He likes the offense. You know, Justin got his time in there. They, you know, one thing about Pittsburgh, man, they're old school. Like, they're tackling to the ground out there. I mean, it's a lot of contact. The quarterbacks are, you know, they're getting rushed at pretty good by a variety of guys, although TJ and Cam Hayward, you know, had a day off today. But Nick Herbig, you know, they've got some good rushers. I can't say that one guy is ahead of the other. I've heard the same thing. They look like they were splitting reps out there throughout the day to me.
You were also at Bengals camp within that AFC North. What a loaded division. I mean, the Browns, with Joe Flacco at the controls, were a tough out in the playoffs last year. The Bengals get Burrow back. The Steelers never have losing seasons under Tomlin. You know, you look, really, the Ravens are the cream of the crop over the last couple of years with the reigning MVP. How do you see the North?
Well, it's honestly, it just comes down to one or two plays in a game. If you think about to that playoff game between Cincinnati and Baltimore a couple of years ago, Baltimore's going in to score, and the ball gets punched out by Logan Wilson or whoever, and, you know, Sam Hubbard goes 100 yards for the return, they win the game. I mean, those games are decided by one or two plays. You don't know where they're going to be. They just stack up that well. And, you know, whether the defense, the quarterback play, the way that they feature the running game in every place, you know, the way that the teams are really constructed with depth in the trenches. You know, Pittsburgh won 10 games last year. Their three quarterbacks threw a combined 13 touchdown passes. I mean, if Russell Wilson just, if he's the starter, he throws what he did last year, 26 touchdown passes. I mean, how many games is Pittsburgh going to win if a quarterback does that for him?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Texans, you made a stop with Houston. C.J. Stroud had an incredible season as the number two overall pick last year. Everyone in this town is hoping Jaden can be the next version of him, but we don't see years like that. What was the secret sauce for Stroud? Because I remember even the day or two before the draft, people were still suggesting, you know, he could fall out of the top 10, and then he ends up putting on a clinic last year as a rookie.
Well, I mean, first of all, the guy loves football, okay? And he's an athlete. I mean, he loves basketball. He's got hands as big as any defensive lineman. He's got a big arm. But, you know, he's just technically very sound. I mean, his footwork is excellent. You know, maybe Joe Burrow has just a touch better mechanics, but maybe not. And he just sees the field very well. And he gives his receivers a chance. I mean, Nico Collins did nothing in this league his first 2 years. You know, C.J. Stroud comes in, and he's a Pro Bowl player. And, you know, he's an elite number one wide receiver. Tank Dell is just as quick as they come in his business, can separate from anybody. Like, he built immediate timing with Tank, with Nico, with Dalton Schultz. And I spent time with talk to him yesterday. He just has an utter confidence and command about the position. It's just, without even trying, you can just talk to him and you can feel the confidence that he has in the offense, in what they're asking him to do, and his ability to execute it.
I mean, Baldy, I'm thinking about this. So you were at basically a third of the league's camps over the last week, and I'm looking at the Texans' depth chart. I don't know if you saw a more talented roster. Like, just looking at what they got. Collins, big year. They trade for Stephon Diggs. They get Tank Dell back. They've got Tunsil at left tackle. Stroud at quarterback. They went and got Joe Mixon. And then at, you know, defensively, they brought in Danielle Hunter opposite Will Anderson, who's a beast in waiting. They've got Stingley at corner, and they drafted Lassiter to start opposite him in the second round. I mean, that's got to be one of the most talented starting groups on those two sides of the ball in the league.
It's a blue-chip roster. And then, you know, because of D'Amico's relationship with Jimmy Ward and Azeez Al-Shaair, like, they're in there starting at linebacker and starting at safety for him. They know the defense, the calls. Like, it was the natural. Both those players got a lot of football in them. Look, they've got depth. Their offensive line, they drafted, you know, they drafted guys this year. They drafted Juice Scruggs last year. He's starting center. Like, they've hit on each of the last two drafts. I mean, deep into the draft, you know, they've hit on their players. And so they drafted well. The quarterback makes everybody better. Stephon Diggs looks like he's having a ball. When they go 11 personnel, you put Diggs and Nico and Tank and Schultz out there to throw to, that's about as good as it gets in this league right now.
Yeah, it's hard to imagine Stroud not having another huge season. We're talking with Brian Baldinger here on Grant and Danny as he is wrapping up what has been a lengthy camp tour. Speaking of Diggs, he leaves Buffalo in that trade. The Bills, it seems like everyone's expects them to take a step back. I mean, you tell me if you think I'm wrong here. I don't think teams with quarterbacks like Josh Allen, he's not Mahomes, but he's close. Burrow's up there, too. I don't know that they take big steps back. Why can't Buffalo be in the Super Bowl mix this year?
There's no reason why they can't. I mean, Josh is just that talented. He's, you know, he accounted, counting the playoffs, he accounted for 51 touchdowns last year.
Wow.
Like, nobody was close to Josh. They ran the ball better than anybody the second half of the season when Joe Brady took over. James Cook is an elite back. The offensive line just got bigger this year than they were last year. And they all come back. And so they're well coached by Aaron Cromer. Look, Keon Coleman, you meet the kid, you fall in love with the kid. You know, he's got a personality, but he's got talent too now. I mean, he's a big body that can separate. He's a big target. Josh Allen's going to throw to Dawson Knox and Dalton Kincaid at tight end. I don't know. Like, I think they have enough there in the passing game. And then defensively, they get both starting inside linebackers back from injury last year. I don't know. They're well coached. And Josh Allen's going to give you a chance every single Sunday. I wouldn't count them out. They've won the division four times in a row. I like the Jets' talent if they stay healthy. You got to love the speed and the offense of Miami. But Buffalo, like, they expect to be back there again this year.
Yeah, you got Allen. You got to expect that. You mentioned the Jets. I know you sat down with Aaron Rodgers. What did you make of your stay with that club?
Well, I mean, they're a very talented club. And, you know, you watch Tyron Smith and John Simpson and Morgan Moses to go with Oliver Tucker and Joe Tippett at center. Like, if that line stays healthy, I mean, they're going to be really good. Now, even if one of those guys go down, they've got some depth there this year because of all the guys that have played. But, I mean, the combination of Aaron Rodgers to Garrett Wilson is going to be about as good as anybody in the league. And this Breece Hall, last year at this time, he wasn't even practicing. I mean, this guy's got – he's going to – and he was still second in the league in total yards from scrimmage. And he's got a chance to have, you know, a 2,000-yard season. I mean, total yards now, receiving and running. He's got a chance for 2,000 yards. And if this defense has any kind of a lead in the fourth quarter and you become one-dimensional against this defense, like they're going to get to the quarterback. They just have that ability.
Baldy, awesome info. Thoroughly enjoyed your content from all your stops. Heck of a job. Thanks for hopping on with us here on G&D.
Yeah, my pleasure. Anytime.
Be good. There's Brian Baldinger. Watch him on NFL Network. He's at Baldy NFL on Twitter.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
For the past 3 seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a 4th season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.